Hello. Today we'll be learning the Sicha in Chelek Yud Aleph, Parshas Pekudei Aleph. The Rebbe will ask a question on a Rashi at the end of Perek Lamites, Pasuk Mem Gimel. This is at the end of the bringing of all of the materials and making the clothing of the Kehanim. And Moshe sees, Vayar Moshe is Kol HaMalacha, he sees all the work, Vihine Asu Aisa Kasher Tziva Hashem, and they did it. Like Hashem commanded, Kein Asu, that's how they did it. Vayivarech Aisa Moshe, and Moshe benched them. That's the Pasuk. And Rashi, on the words, Vayivarech Aisa Moshe, Moshe blessed them, Rashi says, Amar Lahem, Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Yehi Ratzayim, may it be Hashem's will, Shetishre Shechina B'ma'aseh Yedechem, that the Shechina, the divine presence, should rest on the work of your hands, V'hinayam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, and the pleasantness, the sweetness of Hashem should be on us, V'gaymer, etc. V'hu echad meyud aleph mizmeirim shebe tefila l'Moshe, and this is one of the 11 mizmeirim that it says tefila l'Moshe, that Moshe said. That's the Rashi. So the Rebbe has taught us that every word that Rashi says, there's something that we learn from it, there's a reason why he put it there. So we have to look at the questions on the Rashi, and the Rebbe asks 5 questions. The first thing is, that the Rebbe asks, is what's so difficult in understanding this pasuk that Rashi needs to explain it? It seems very clear, Bnei Yisrael fulfilled Hashem's wishes as he commanded, and therefore they're blessed. So of course we would understand the concept of the bracha. They did a good job, and we're blessing them, like when we say Asher Kayach or Ashreinu. But even more challenging is that Rashi actually goes beyond the pshat when he explains the bracha, because he's explaining it as a tefillah, Yehi Ratzayim, may it be Hashem's will. So the Rebbe is asking, why does Rashi have to at all explain what it means that Moshe Rabbeinu blessed him, and the way he's explaining it is as a tefillah, not as a pshat of a bracha. Number 2, why does Rashi add in the words, Amar Lahem, he said to them? It seems extra. It already says in the Pasuk and the Dibur HaMaschol, Vayivarech Eisa Moshe. Moshe is talking to Bnei Yisrael. So what is added by Rashi saying, Amar Lahem, he said to them? Number 3, why is Moshe Rabbeinu adding a second bracha? He says, Yehi Ratzai, may it be Hashem's will that the Shechina should rest on the work of your hands. But then he also adds, V'hinayam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, and the sweetness and the pleasantness of Hashem should rest on us. Why is there that extra bracha? Now you could say it's because Moshe Rabbeinu said it in his mizmar, but why wouldn't Rashi explain there in the mizmar that Moshe Rabbeinu said this when he was praising the Jews and blessing the Jews for doing the work? Or what about in Parsha Shemini, when it talks about establishing the Mishkan? Why is it necessary here for Rashi to add this second bracha? Number 4, why does he add v'gomer and etc., which seems to be, it's like a hint to an answer that a student might ask. What is it that's being added? And number 5, what do we gain from the end, where Rashi says, this is one of the 11 mizmeirim that say tefillah l'Moshe, especially since the actual pasuk of Vihi Nayem is at the very end of the mizmar. It's not right at the beginning where it says tefillah l'Moshe. So if it's quoted in the Medrash, we know that sometimes Rashi brings a Medrash to help us with Pshutei Shel Mikra. But here, Rashi doesn't say, Kid'isa b'Medrash, like it says in the Medrash, from which we would understand that this is explaining the Pshat, Mamash. It's not a Medrash that is helpful to the Pshat, but that this, V'hinayam, is actually the Pshat. How is this so? So we have the 5 questions. Why does Rashi have to explain a bracha and he says it as a tefillah? Why does he add Amar Lahem? Why does he add a second bracha, V'hinayam Aleinu? Why does he add V'gaymer, etc.? And what do we gain from that statement at the end that this is one of the mizmeirim that says, tefillah l'Moshe? So as we know, when the Rebbe asks all the questions, he doesn't give a straight, direct answer, but he starts off to explain certain concepts that we need to know. Okay, so the concept of this Perush Rashi, that the bracha, that there should be the resting of the Shechina, is also found in Parsha Shemini, where it talks about when they set up the Mishkan, and then Moshe came to Aaron, he said, okay, we're going to bring the Karbanos, and so on, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Gimel. And it says there that Vayavon Moshe v'Aaron al Ayal Mayed, they came, Moshe and Aaron came to the Ayal Mayed, then they went out, Vayetzu Vayavarchu Es Ha'am, and they went out and they blessed the nation. And what does Rashi say there? Vayetzu Vayavarchu Es Ha'am, Amru, they said, V'hi Nayem Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, may the pleasantness of Hashem our God be on us. Yehi Ratzayin Shetishra Shechina B'Maase Yedeichem, may it be Hashem's will that the Shechina should rest on the work of your hands. And then he continues to describe it with other explanations. But we see clearly that there are some differences. Here, in Vayakel, it ends, in Pikudei, I'm sorry, it ends that it's one of the 11, which it does not say in Parsha Shemini. Clearly, the order is switched. In Pikudei, we start off with Yehi Ratzayin, and then the Yehi Nayem, and in Parsha Shemini, it's the opposite way. And in Parsha Shemini, it says, Amru, they said, and here in Parsha Pikudei, in our Parsha, it says, Amar Lahem, he said to them. Okay. So the difficulty in the Pasuk, these Pesukim are narrating the finishing of all the work for the Mishkan and the Kelim, which was done by who? It wasn't done by all the Jews. It was done by the Chachmei Lev, those who were wise of heart. And since it ends, the Pasuk, it says, Vayibarech Aysam, that Moshe blessed them, it could sound like the them are not all the Jewish people, the entire Bnei Israel, but the them are the Chachmei Lev that made the Mishkan. So why doesn't Moshe bench all of Bnei Israel and every single man and woman donated? So much so that Moshe had to actually tell them to stop. Moshe was an Ayav Yisrael, so certainly he would have benched them, all of them, when they all brought the material for the Mishkan, not just when the Chachmei Lev finished the actual construction, since those were a few Jews who were designated specifically for the task. So, but Moshe Rabbeinu for sure would have acknowledged and recognized the greatness of the Jewish people for each man and woman bringing such donations. And even if we say, Kein Asu B'nei Yisrael, that it's talking about the Chachmei Lev, as that this is the simple pshat, Bnei Yisrael did the malachas ha-habah. They did the work of bringing. They did do work. They did the malach of bringing all the material so that the Chachmei Lev should be able to actually construct and make the things. And they did it so well with such excitement and enthusiasm, so much so that there was extra and they had to stop. So what would happen? Are we saying that Moshe should have blessed them then right away? Does it make sense to say that he waited a half a year till all the work was done, that now is the blessing for the fact that they brought the material a half a year before? That doesn't make sense. So we must say that Moshe blessed them at the right time, because Moshe Rabbeinu is their leader. He must have blessed them at the right time, or that this is not a yasher kayach, oh, thank you, Bubaleh, Yizol Zayin Gibench, you should be blessed as a thank you, as a yasher kayach. What is being explained here is that by Yivarech, it's not a Yashar Kayach. What it is, what is happening here is that it's a special, unique bracha. The Rebbe uses those words, that it's a unique bracha, which requires explanation, that it's specifically connected to finishing the construction of the Mishkan Dafka. That this is not a thank you for the work that you did, or a thank you for the work that you did, either the Jews for bringing the Malachas Habad, the work of bringing the material, or the Chachmei Lev for constructing the actual materials of the Mishkan, the actual Kelim and the clothing, but rather it is a special bracha that we have to explain that is specifically connected to finishing the construction of the Mishkan Dafka. And since the quality, Hashem's quality is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quality of Mida Keneged Mida, certainly Hashem's Mida here is reflective of the Mida of the work and the effort of Bnei Yisrael, who made and constructed the Mishkan. Why? So that there should be Vishachanti B'Seichem. That's the whole purpose. We want to have Vishachanti B'Seichem. That's what we were working for. So for sure, we have to say that Hashem's bracha would reflect that concept, that desire of having v'shachanti b'seichem, having Hashem's presence rest amongst us. So Rashi elaborates and he says, Yehi ratzayin shetishre shechina b'masei deichem. This is the blessing that you're looking for, that you have put in this work and this effort because you want to have the shechina. Yehi ratzayin, it should take be God's will that the shechina should rest amongst you. And therefore, Rashi precedes this bracha with the words Amar Lahem, because the reason for this bracha is not a Yasher Kayach. It's not just, oh, you did the work, and I say thank you. I don't have to say, and now I'm going to say thank you, because it's not a thank you. It's relevant to them. He's speaking Amar Lahem. It's relevant to them, to their effort, and to their request to have the Shekhinah rest amongst them. So we're at beginning to answer some of the questions, why Rashi has to explain a bracha and why he explains it as a tefillah and why he says Amar Lahem, because it's not just a thank you, it's not a Yasher Kayach bracha, it is a specific answer to a specific request connected to them, Amar Lahem, to their request to have the Shekhinah, v'shachanti b'seichem, to have the Shekhinah rest. Nevertheless, the sicha is not over. We need to understand. In the psukim beforehand, it says that no man could put up the Mishkan, and in the end, Moshe had to stand it up. Okay, and this is what's explained in the psukim. That Moshe Rabbeinu had to put up the Mishkan. In the end, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that had to stand it up. Hashem said to him, you have to get involved. So, according to this, although Bnei Yisrael worked hard, they had Terach, they worked, they sweated, and Moshe just got involved at the very end. So the blessing for them would not be the same, but there would need to be a bracha for Moshe after the bracha for the Jews. A bracha that encompasses the work of Bnei Yisrael, since Moshe's involvement finishes and completes the work of Bnei Yisrael, completes the work of the Jews for the Mishkan. That's Maaseh Yideichem. That means there's all the work that the Jews put in, and then there's Moshe Rabbeinu's involvement at the end. How do we connect that? So Rashi explains, granted, yes, it's true. We find the theme or the concept of Yehi Ratzon Shetishre Shechina and so on, that we should have the Shechina. Also, we find in the pasuk, but what is added? V'hi nayam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu, that Hashem's presence should be on us. So, and it's very interesting here. The Rebbe says that the Shechina is the lashon of Chachamim. It doesn't say Shechina in the pasuk. In the pasuk, the words in the pasuk that are the equivalent to Shechina is Hashem Elokeinu. So this bracha is a tefillah. It's not a thank you. And Moshe includes himself, Moshe Rabbeinu includes himself in it when he says, V'yinayim Hashem Elokeinu, that the Shechina, Hashem Elokeinu, should rest aleinu, on us, Moshe Rabbeinu included. So the first part is Shetishra Shechina b'maseh yideichem. You did all this work and you did all this effort, and Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the tefillah and the bracha that the Shechina should rest on you. But then he also includes himself, Moshe Rabbeinu got involved. It would not have been completed at the very end without Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'hi nayam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu, that Hashem Elokeinu, the Shechina, should also rest on us, myself, Moshe Rabbeinu, included. So this is what Rashi points to when he concludes that this is amongst the Mizmeirin that Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Tefillah L'Moshe, since we find explained in Tefillah L'Moshe that it's a bracha for Hashra Shechina that's connected to the Mishkan, and he is included in this. So clearly we must say that this bracha has this theme of resting, the Shechina should rest, but Moshe Rabbeinu includes, he says this bracha v'hinayim at the conclusion of the work of the Mishkan. But it's not only that the Shechina should rest there for the Jews because this was their goal and their aspiration that the Shechina should rest, but Moshe Rabbeinu is including himself with them, that he was part of this work at the end. And Rashi adds, after these words, after Vihinayim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, he adds V'Goymer, that if there is a challenge or a difficulty, since it says B'Masa Yedeichem, the hands of Bnei Yisrael, Yedeichem, your hands, the hands of Bnei Yisrael, so what's the hechrech, the necessity to say that Vihinayim Aleinu, including Moshe Rabbeinu? If someone might have a question about that, I mean, we're talking about the work that Moshe Rabbeinu says, it says in the Pasuk that he saw the work that the Jews did. He's not talking about himself. What's the hechrech that he has to say, Vihinayim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, to include Moshe? As we see in the continuation of the Pasuk, that also the hands of Moshe were included in the work, together with Masi Yedehem of the Jewish people, of the Bnei Yisrael. So although when I read the Pasuk, and I see that it says, Vayar Moshe's Kol HaMelacha, I see all the work that they did, and they did as Hashem wanted, and therefore Moshe blessed them, Rashi adds, Vihinayam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, to make it clear that included in this Pasuk, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the work that the Jews did, their effort and their teirach, and their desire to have Hashem's Shekhinah resting, but it also included him. That in the Masi Yedehem of Bnei Yisrael, it also includes Aleinu, it includes that work and the partnership of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now this is a very important concept, and the Rebbe will address what we learn from it a little bit further on. So it might be difficult for a student to say, from where do we get this idea that Moshe said Vihinayam? It seems a little bit the opposite, because the Mizmar, if you look at the actual Mizmar, it says Yemei Shnei Sehem Behem Shivim Shana Shmeinim Shana Vim Begris Shmeinim Shana, and the student already learned that Moshe Rabbeinu was already 80 years old by Yetzias Mitzrayim, before this already happened. And of course Aaron and Miriam were even older. So is it possible to say that this is an explanation of the Medrash that Bnei Yisrael said Vihinayam? So Rashi adds that this is one of the 11 Tefillah L'Moshe, even though the Pasuk is at the end, because if this is the only Mizmar, it's possible to say that just the beginning is said by Moshe. And then you could say the whole rest of it, the Shivim Shana, the Shmeinim Shana, and the end of the Mizmar is a response by the Jews, according to the Medrash. But since all the Mizmairim after, the 11 Mizmairim afterwards, were all said by Moshe Rabbeinu, so therefore we're able to say certainly that all the psukim in the middle and at the end of this particular Mizmar were all said by Moshe Rabbeinu, not by Bnei Yisrael. This is not something that the Jews said, but this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. And anything that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying or showing us is something that is relevant on and on and on throughout the generations. So according to this, we can understand the differences in Rashi's explanation of Parashas Shemini, where the Mishkan is actually set up. Because it says there, Vayivarchu Es Ha'am. It's right next to the work of Moshe and Aaron, which is detailed in the Perek leading up to that Pasuk, where they go in and they do the Karban and so on. And then comes the beginning of the Bracha. And it's the reason for the whole Bracha. Rashi says right away, Vihinayim Aleinu, Vihinayim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, that it's referring primarily to the service of Moshe and Aaron, because Aaron was the one that went and brought the Karban, and it was because the Karban was brought, that's when the Shekhinah is actually going to rest on the Ayel Mayed. In other words, when they stood up the Ayel Mayed, the Shekhinah wasn't there. They took down the Ayel Mayed, they stood it up again, the Shekhinah wasn't there. It was only when Aaron actually came, and under Moshe's direction, he actually brought the Karbanos, and they went into Davin, that's when the Shekhinah rested. So right there, the Rashi brings, first of all, Vihinayim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, because there, Rashi is saying that this is not Moshe and Bnei Yisrael, like in Parshas Bekudei, it's Moshe and Aharon. Therefore, Rashi says there that Amru, they said, Moshe and Aharon said, because they're saying the blessing, there is no stress of Lahem, because the blessing in Parshas Shemini is not specifically to Lahem, to the Jews. It's about Moshe and Aharon specifically, that Aharon did his Aveda, and Rashi explains further that he was basically asking for a kapara for Chayta Egel and so on. So it's Moshe and Aaron. Amru, they were talking about the bracha for Moshe and Aaron. And there, he also doesn't say V'Gomer, because the rest of the pasuk is a new concept. It's not connected to the work of Moshe and Aaron, so v'gleimer is not necessary. And Rashi doesn't end with it's one of the 11 mizmeirim like we do in Parshas Pekudei. That's one of the 11 mizmeirim of Tefillah L'Moshe, because there's no reason to possibly think it's the words of Bnei Yisrael. It's talking clearly, Moshe and Aaron, Amru, they said it's the words of Moshe and Aaron. As opposed to here in Parshas Pekudei, where we might say, oh, the Jews are answering, the Jews are saying, Behi Nayam. No. It specifically here has to add that it's one of the 11 Mizmeirim, because we might think it's the words of Bnei Yisrael, and Rashi wants to make clear that it's not, it's the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. But in Parshas Shmini, it's not even a question. So when it's talking about the work of the Mishkan, according to this, we can understand also the difference of the order that he starts with. There, in Parshas Shmini, he starts with Vihi Nayam, and then Yehi Ratzon. Because the work of Moshe and Aaron, Vihi Nayam Aleinu, that's what brought about the Payel, that it should happen, that the Shechina should rest on the work of Yedeichem. In other words, first there had to be Aaron coming in and bringing the Karbanes, and then that could bring about the Tishrei Shechina, that the Shechina should rest on the work, on the Masa Yedeichem of the Jewish people. So first comes Vihinayim Aleinu, and that brings about that there should be Hashra's Shechina on Masa Yedeichem. It comes after, it's a result of the work of Moshe and Aaron. And as Rashi continues there in Parsha Shemini, all 7 days of Miluin, the Shechina did not rest. The Jews were worried. It was supposed to be the forgiveness. It was supposed to symbolize that Hashem forgives us for the Chet Egel and so on. And Moshe Rabbeinu reassured them and he blessed them that through the Karbanes and through the Avodah of Aaron, it's going to happen. Shetish Reshchina Yiratzin, it's going to happen. The Shechina will rest on you. So in Parsha Shemini, it makes sense. That's the order. Behinayam Aleinu, that because of Moshe and Aaron doing this work, the pleasantness of Hashem will rest on them. And they will see, the Jewish people will see, that because of that, there will be Yehi Ratzon Shetish Reshchina, that the Shechina will ultimately rest on them. That was the goal of the Jews. That's what they were aspiring to, that Hashem should forgive them for Chet Egel and His Shechina should rest amongst them. So that's the difference between when Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at what the Jews did in Parshas Pekudei and what happened in Parshas Shmini and Parshas Pekudei. Here where Moshe Rabbeinu is looking, he is giving them right away a Nesinas Kayach, he's giving them a tefillah, a bakasha, that their work should bring about the Hashra Shechina. And then he is showing that I am also included in your work, and therefore he says, Vihi Nayam. And he had to answer, to add also V'gaymer, and that it's one of the Mizmeirim of Tevila L'Moshe, to make clear that this is Moshe Rabbeinu is giving these blessings and these brachas. And in Parsha Shmini, the order is different. Moshe and Aaron did the work, and because of their work, then the Shechina is going to rest, and they will be forgiven for Chet Egel, etc. So the lesson from this Rashi, so even after Bnei Yisrael fulfilled all the commands of Hashem with completeness, with shleimus, generous donations, every single Jew for the work of the Mishkan, up until they finished all of the work that the Chachmei Lev did, just as Hashem commanded, but they could not actually set up the Mishkan. What did they need? They needed to bring Moshe Rabbeinu so that he should set it up. And even then, it wasn't enough to bring the Shechina down until Moshe Rabbeinu blessed them. It was dafke through him, through this bracha, that the Shechina rested on the work of their hands. So when the Jews brought their work to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was not only that Moshe Rabbeinu, benched them and said, wow, great job, I'm so proud of you, I love you. But even more than that, Moshe Rabbeinu is including himself in the bracha, v'hi nayam aleinu, ma'aseh yadeinu, the work of our hands, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the V'gaymer, Ma'aseh Yadeinu, the work of our hands, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu partnered himself with the Jewish people and with their work and with their actions and their effort. And this is how it has to be in the work of every single one of us. That after we believe that we've completed our task and we did a great job, we've been successful, we've done what we've been assigned, it's incumbent on us to know and to recognize that it's not within our power on our own to bring the task to its tachlis, to its ultimate purpose. before Hashem. But standing up the Mishkan, we need to bring our work to Moshe Rabbeinu and to the extension of the Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation. Until, the Rebbe says, until my father-in-law, the Sidereinu. Because it's only through his kayach and his ability to establish, and through the work of Bnei Yisrael, to establish a Mishkan for Hashem. He stands, Moshe Rabbeinu of every generation, stands between Hashem and us, between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. He's the centerpiece that connects the Jewish souls to their Father above. So this is something that is so relevant and speaks so strongly to us. We go out there and we do our work and we think, oh, I'm doing great, yes, with the kayach of the Mishaleach, but it's not enough to just know or think that I have fulfilled my job. But I need to bring it to the Moshe Rabbeinu. And after the partnership of Moshe Rabbeinu, still the Shekhinah does not rest until what? Until Moshe Rabbeinu blesses them. So I bring what I've done to Moshe Rabbeinu to give it strength, but still then Moshe Rabbeinu has to bless them, which in simple terms means each Jew, with all his midas and qualities and work and effort, it's incumbent on him to be davuk v'kasher, like glued together, connected, and tied to the extension of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe. Through him, that's how he is connected with Hashem, his God. And as it is explained in Nikla the Torah, in Mechilta, it says, in the words, Vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdei, that they, whoever believed in Moshe, in his servant Moshe, it says, if he believes in Hashem, they believed in Hashem, and they believed in his servant Moshe. But more than that, all of the inyanim of each one of us, physically as well as spiritually, are dependent on the Nasi. So this is not just written in Kabbalah and Chassidus, it's explained in Gemara, that someone who has a chayla, someone who has someone sick in his house, he should go to the Chacham and ask to pray for him, for the chayla, whether it's in his body, whether it's in his soul, a spiritual sickness, that he's still missing completeness in his avoda to his master Hashem. Somehow he has a chayli, he has something wrong that's missing. So it's not just enough to ask for rachamim for his illness, but he needs the tefillah of the Chacham on his behalf. So yes, I have to daven, but I need the tefillah of the Chacham on my behalf. And this brings the action out that Hashem will heal him. So there are two conditions to this. Number one is the Chacham, what's a Chacham? Ezu Chacham, Arayas and Neilad. That the Chacham, this is two conditions on the Chacham. The Alter Rebbe explains that he sees that the words of Hashem give birth to everything. They're Mechaya and Mehaveh, all of creation, every single moment. Why is this important? Because when you see that the word of Hashem is the essence of the thing, it's not just a physical outwardness, but you know this is the real essence, then you can truly see what the thing really is and what's really missing. So you could recognize what the choli is, what the sickness is, and then you could truly, possibly awaken Hashem's mercy to heal him. Because he sees the word of Hashem, that it's possible then when you see the words and you could have the tzirufim, the forms, the shapes that the words of Hashem take, then it could be changed for the better. Like the very famous story of the Tana who said, was very poor and so on. He said, Hashem, the one who said that oil should burn, he could say that vinegar should burn. And Taka, because his emunah was so strong, Taka the vinegar was able to burn and make light as well. Number two, a Chacham also has to be Be'ir. It says in the Gemara, you have to go to the Chacham Be'ir, the Chacham in the city. He can't be someone locked away in his Dalet Amei somewhere, you know, in his remote, in his own fortress, where he's only involved in davening and learning and other lofty matters. He needs to be in the city. He has to be given over to each Jew who is found there. And therefore, he is able to ask Rachmanis for them. So the Chacham has to be one who truly sees this holiness and the spirituality in each thing, so that he can recognize what the real issue is. And number two, he has to be involved and in with the Jews in the city, not sitting somewhere learning Torah by himself. And these two conditions are comparable to the two inyanim that we said above about Moshe Rabbeinu, that they had to bring him all of their work for Moshe Rabbeinu in order for its fulfillment of the purpose and completeness, because he's the Chacham, he's the Raya Yisrael, the shepherd of the Jewish people. And number two, that he has to be in the city with the Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu included himself together with Bnei Yisrael. So these two conditions are met. Moshe Rabbeinu, they brought him the work. And number two, he included himself with the Jews. He said, V'hineyem Hashem Elokeinu aleinu, on us, the Jews and me. But before the Jews come to Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say in the pasuk? Kechol asher tziva Hashem. They did, before Moshe Rabbeinu's partnership and his bracha, all the work which was their responsibility, they had completed. Then Moshe Rabbeinu was able to partner with them and bench them. So too with Avodah of each one of us. In order to merit the bracha, the blessing, and the partnership of Moshe Rabbeinu in each generation, it happens on the condition of our fullest effort and abilities. We can't say, whatever, I can, Moshe Rabbeinu has to do it for me. No, we have to put in our fullest effort and abilities. And then Moshe Rabbeinu can say, Hashem will bless you. The refuah of the Chacham, it has to be in all the capacities that we're able to do. It can only come when the person does the natural, normal actions according to Torah. So from here we see that, by the parenthetically, permission for doctors to heal and so on, but when we have a lack in the work of making the Mishkan, then we have a challenge. And the words of the Friedrich Rebbe, he says that there are tzaris Hasidim, that when it's good for them, they don't come. When there's a tzara, when they're having a problem, all of a sudden there's a challenge, chas v'shalom, then they come with a complaint and a tainai, need a miracle. They're given a shlichus and we don't hear from them. When there's a tzara, all of a sudden they want a miracle. But this is not a situation in which they are a worthy keli for Moshe Rabbeinu's partnership and his bracha. So, which is a very, very strong hira'a to us that we need to be connected to the Rebbe, not when we have a problem, but when we're doing our work and when things are good and when we are fulfilling our mission and fulfilling our purpose. And then that's when we could be worthy of the bracha and the partnership, first and foremost, the partnership of the Rebbe of the Mishaleach. So when Bnei Yisrael do their work the way it should be, with completeness, according to their best ability, everybody according to what ability Hashem gave him, and they come to Moshe Rabbeinu in a proper manner, with emunah, like it says, Vayya'aminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdei, then Moshe Rabbeinu is our partner in our Avodah of each and every single person. And this is how we are able to fulfill the Hakamas HaMishkan, that the Shechina should rest openly here.